Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
We live? We live?
Oh. Wait.
She forgot how to do the show.
Really? Did I was like, we live? Hi.
Hi, guys.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee.
And this is the Oprah Rose Show. Clearly we forgot, or I forgot. I'm like, starting now, we're going.
We're back, y'all.
Yes. We are back. Consistently?
You know, popping in.
No. I mean, honestly, it's the best policy, you know?
You know,
popping in. Truly.
You know, popping in, you know?
Do you know how shows, it's like your favorite shows take breaks? Like the fact that I have not seen Housewives or Married to Medicine in 2 weeks. Raising Kanan didn't come on this week. I was sick.
Thank God. It's terrible this season.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not enjoying it.
What don't you like? What do you want?
Right.
I don't know. A little bit more color. I'm over the over exaggeration of this like failed relationship between Rock and Kanan. Like, okay, yes, we know you hate your mom. Like,
yeah, okay.
All right, what else?
Fair.
The unique Rock love story was, I don't know.
I thought that was cute.
It was cute, but it was just like, okay.
I feel like because if she was still in. If she didn't leave, it would have been a little bit more unbelievable. But
yeah,
because she's out, he's always expressed interest in her. Rock ain't got that little the teacher no more. Or yeah,
yeah. She needs some dick in her life. I don't know. I mean, his crazy ass psycho killer brother is like scary and probably the most exciting thing. But ultimately,
I can see that being the exciting part.
Yeah.
Because what does he want?
Yeah.
Right. What do you want?
What's the goal?
Power.
Who? The brother?
The crazy brother.
Yeah, I think so. Just to be like, you know, if he was like him and Rock before, yeah, he out. He like, I want my own. Mm-hmm. I really am enjoying it. Like, I was texting earlier. My sister just started the whole season. She's like, why is Rock getting out? And I was like, I don't really know. I think she just is tired. I don't remember.
I don't remember why she got out either. It was just like this declaration of like, I bought this house, I'm done with it.
Yeah, I think she's just done.
I was thinking it was because the Italian thing, it was a turnoff for her, and that she was not. Oh, and then remember, Baisley got like blown up, like her whole Baisley project operation got blown up.
Yeah, I think that's what I said. I think it just got to the point where it was like, this enough is enough. I'm done. Like you said, I bought this house. I want to settle down and. And now I'm going to do anything. Because she's batshit crazy also. You know, it's my favorite
character. Absolutely.
Like, so gorgeous. So gorgeous. Like, gorgeous. I can just stare at her.
Gorgeous. And we get the introduction of her parents, too. Like, seeing her mom.
Oh, the mom. Yeah.
Hearing about, like, Lou Sr. So yeah. I think that's a nice intro, too, to kind of see, like, where they come from. And, like,
true. I never thought about that it is technically both of them. Yeah.
Right.
His alcoholic story arc is annoying.
It is annoying.
Real.
Exactly.
It's very real.
But it's
annoying. Yeah.
Jukebox. What's about to happen with Jukebox? Is she going to go to the army?
Is she going to go to the army? Because we already know, just from Power, we know that she ends up going to the army.
Oh, because she's in war.
She's in Power, I think.
She's in the real Power. When 50 got hit or shot or something the first time, or Kanan.
Yeah,
she was there. She was the one who like helped nurse him back to health.
She's
or
a dirty
whatever.
Cop. She plays with it's Anika Rose. Oh, I forgot. You didn't finish Power?
No, I finished it, but like I feel like it was so long ago. But now,
She's Anika. Whatever. What is it? Anika Nani Rose or whatever. Yeah. And she's literally a dirty cop.
Yeah. Oh, you gotta do history.
Speaking of over the break. I was never like a big Dreamgirls fan, and I think because I don't do musicals.
Yeah,
but
I
feel like that's a little
like musicals.
Different. Yeah, that because the music is so good, and I wanted to watch it. I ended up watching it. I think I watched it on Christmas Eve actually, and I was like,
it's
"Why?"
A Christmas movie.
I didn't. That, my sister said it came out on Christmas, which I don't. I guess I don't remember.
It did.
I believe I've only seen that movie twice now, or maybe.
It's a good movie.
It's such a good movie.
Yeah. And for it to be a musical, it's a musical that makes sense, right?
Yeah, like, it does.
Some musicals, I feel like, I haven't seen Color Purple, so don't hold me to this now, but that doesn't feel like a musical to me. But Dreamgirls,
well, the only reason why I feel like
it's
I could
good.
Sit through oh. that is because it was based off of the Broadway play.
Right.
Not the movie. So right. I feel like I give them grace with that because I was like, oh, I can't go into this thinking. And I love The Color Purple, like the original movie. So I was like, let me not go into it with the guise of the movie and just like let them rock out, even though I don't love it. It was a little long. I think they definitely could have cut out some songs and stuff like that. But I enjoyed it. I mean, it's getting so much backlash, child. Like, I saw somebody, it was like another thing, literally this morning, and they were saying, I guess they didn't have food in the trailers, and somebody
or a dressing room, bitch.
Or a dressing room, and somebody commented, was like, do y'all even want us to see this movie? But I'm like,
because you know who stood up for everybody?
Taraji
P. Henson. You know what? They didn't have no drivers. You know who got it? Who got everybody drivers on the set?
Taraji. And you know what's even crazier? I think it's crazier all this stuff coming from her because she is an A-list actress to me. I think if we're talking about
she is
she has literally played alongside everybody. I'm sure she's been nominated. I don't know her, you know, award categories.
She's been nominated for an Academy Award. She's
Benjamin Button.
That's what I think. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's like this, we're not talking about an artist that's just like, and not that they should receive any less, but it's not like Tubi.
I think she won a Golden Globe and a SAG award for Cookie Lion.
Mm. Okay. She might have won some for Hustle and Flow. Like, she's done so much. And so and I feel like I think the response she got when she first said about women not being paid as much. And then not even a trickle down effect, but it's like somebody is going to have to speak out against this. Like, like she said, if those teams that cost money, like I saw somebody post, they're like, oh, she keeps complaining, but the necklace she has on, she was on a red carpet premiere and they're like, the necklace is $25 million. Like, you thought she bought that? That shit's rented.
You thought she fucking bought that shit?
Not even rented.
It's like mad at the awards. Like,
people are so dumb.
No, literally. It's like, I feel like this break has just really showed people's asses, like, completely.
Well, because all they do is just sit on Twitter and complain about things that they don't do research about.
They were giving
Oprah a lot of that backlash saying it was her. And it's like, no, Taraji was complaining to Oprah. Oprah had no idea any of this stuff going on. She executive producer, honey. You think she is in the weeds?
Right.
On all having that. Trailers?
Exactly.
And food? That is so below her pay. Like, but when it was brought to her attention, she changed it fast.
They said she fixed it, yeah. Because that was what the clip circulating, I feel like, in the last 2 days is like all of them. And Danielle Brooks actually says that Taraji is the one to speak up. And Taraji looks at, and they're like, sorry, Oprah, like, we know you're But yeah, she's not in the weeds on that. She don't know. And then that one post that was like, how a white man, I think it was Brad Pitt,
it was
like $10 million compared
for Benjamin Button.
a million or something like that, that like she said, the taxes alone mm-hmm. are eating you up. And then, yes, you do have to have a team. Like,
that's just California, one of the highest paying tax places. And you know they taxing the fuck out of Hollywood and the Hollywood people who act, who, you know, acting.
Yeah. Yeah, you produce. Need you. And look, that's not, I'm not acting like she's living in squalor, but I think like she is saying, compared to what white actors and actresses are making, is probably a very, very small fraction.
And she, actually,
sorry, go ahead, Dee Dee.
No, I was going to say, she's not the only one who's raised her voice about this before. Mm-hmm. Like, Monique went on a whole campaign about this when the Lee Daniels movie came out, and everybody looked at her like she was crazy and was like, shut up and eat your food kind of thing, where I'm happy to be in the room. I think that that's a larger conversation too around these Black productions. And we aren't talking about that too. Like, Color Purple is a Black production. We're talking about a Black director, Black executive producers, Black producers, that whole thing. Like, why aren't we treating our people the way that they should be treated on this Black ass set? Like,
and but that's a trickle down effect from the studio, though.
Very
like,
fair.
Because it's, I don't know the major studio house that greenlit it, but they probably only, you know, accommodated $2 million or whatever versus this Black produced, Black, you know, movie. Warner Brothers. Yeah, that sounded about right. Versus another Tom Cruise production that will probably get $50 million budget.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, it had, because I there was something I think Oprah said she even had to go back and ask for more money. This was before all of the stuff that the cast was saying, even. So I wouldn't be surprised if part of that, you know, I don't know if it was like the actual production of the film or just making sure your talent is comfortable. But like, again, why? What all these like firsts and only doing this on Black movies, because I'm sure those sets, the craft services table and everything is very much laid out on these white productions.
Okay.
What I will say is there was a time, I think it was, I can't remember if it was during COVID or at the beginning of the strike, but Sydney Sweeney, the young white girl who was one of the breakout stars for Euphoria, said that she cannot, she also said that she can't afford to chill. And she's a young, white, you know, new superstar. I don't know what her, I'm sure her scale still is probably better than somebody like Taraji, but even she vocalized that she doesn't make enough to just relax, that she does, she has to stay booked. So
the patriarchy and white men.
Yeah.
For real. I mean, that's what I appreciate. There's Variety, which talks a lot about TV and film, and they have this series and like the director or actors roundtable. They even do actors on actors too. And it's a really good discussion too, because, you know, these are real people, right? That like, granted, we see them in these movies and this TV and all of that, but like, they have to work. And it's not as easy as we think it is, just because we see them walking these red carpets, we see them in these lovely homes and that thing. But like, just because they have that doesn't mean they have to like stop, and they're good because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bills be billing, honey.
They don't stop.
More money, more problems.
Okay. It's the truth.
Yeah.
It's the truth. The more money you make, the more things you want, right? So that with that comes problems.
I love those set of problems, though. I ain't gonna hold you.
I mean, would I rather have? Would
send
I rather,
them this way, baby.
Would I rather cry in a range than a hoopty? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Listen.
Like, let's be clear. Let's be all the way clear. Let's
be very fucking clear.
I need TikTok to stop showing me new home constructions, child. I moved already, damn it.
You feel like you need to construct your home?
I don't. And I don't know why TikTok keeps showing it to me, but the homes are beautiful.
Oh, that's not my, I barely even, I look at TikTok for like 2 seconds, or I use it as my Google.
I've been leaning in more to TikTok because more recently I've been getting off of X/Twitter a little bit, because people just don't know what they're talking about all damn day.
They don't.
And I've just been scrolling, being so annoyed.
They really don't know what they're talking about.
And I've kind of done more of like TikTok, Instagram. Recently.
I feel like I have, as long as I'm on my following tab and not the for
That's
you.
Fair. That is
yes. It's way better because I was definitely on my for you tab. Like, what are y'all making? Like,
what the fuck is this?
Because
it is the wild, wild west. But I will say there was one day that I was like, I was scrolling and I was literally laughing out loud. I was like, niggas are really, really crazy. Like, absolutely insane. Because then it was.
Do you think like this?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, but a lot of it was funny. Like, it wasn't the doomsday, you know, like scrolling that I feel like typically does happen. I mean, you got Holly. I always mess up her damn name. Speaking of the color purple, like my sis, Haley. Chloe or Haley? Shit, which
Haley.
One? Haley, Holly, Bailey. I always want to say Barry, like, was like hiding it and saying she was.
She wasn't hiding her child from the world. She was hiding the world from her child.
Like, we all knew. And the fact that people was like clocking T's of like the way she got up, looked like a pregnant
year they've been clocking this young lady, like the nose, the everything, the oversized clothes. The fact that she wasn't doing any press for Color Purple, because technically, since we know that this is a baby, she had that baby during the Color Purple release.
Yeah, right.
She was on maternity leave.
It was maternity leave. Like, yeah, that's why she wasn't part of it. And Sierra is the same thing. Like, Sierra just had her baby too. Like, they both weren't on this Color Purple press run.
I just wonder, I think they
weren't needed, though.
Okay. You said what?
Respectfully.
She said they weren't needed.
They weren't needed. No.
Sierra, they had definitely not. I think
the crew handled it.
They definitely did. But Shit.
That young lady's name is Haley.
Was her on it? I don't think
I don't think her role was so small. I was literally talking to my father. I'm like, well, that was her who played Squeaks. He's like, what? Like, I don't even think she was needed because her role was so small. But and I don't think
Allie's was too. It was just she was young.
I feel like because it was pivotal. Only because it was pivotal. Like Sierra, I feel like had way less. All the tweets that people was like, Sierra, everybody was shocked.
Yeah, we didn't even know homegirl was in the shit.
We did not even know. But
until
I feel like,
Christmas Day,
exactly. I do feel like a little part of Haley, because I was definitely about to say Chloe, a little bit of Haley. But again, she wasn't missed. I just wonder what was the decision from the beginning to be like, hey, let's hide this, or was it? When people started talking about it, and it's like, oh, this is going to be a negative thing now. That was literally my only question. Like, girl,
that's a good question.
Yeah, I just literally, I hope you have a very happy, you know, I'm glad that you got through it. But that was literally my only thing.
And then it's also sad when you think about it. It's such a moment of your life, especially your first kid, right? And you want to be super happy and share it with people. But as we know, people can be super negative.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is about this young man that she's chosen to live her life with, DDG, that people do not like. He's a multi-platinum recording artist, really popular on YouTube, takes care of his family. Like, if y'all actually sat and watched his vlogs on YouTube, you would know a little bit more about him. And I think
you know niggas ain't doing the research.
They not. And I don't know what it is.
This is the thing. From what a tiny bit of what I've seen is, you know, he was apparently, allegedly, you know, like still dealing with like Ruby Rose or somebody like that. And then he was making those.
I saw that.
And then it was like he made like a freestyle, or he had like a song and he was talking about her. So I think part of it just, it did not come off supportive though, as like a supportive me.
Oh, darn.
And I think he talked shit about Chloe's first week of release or something like that.
He was definitely doing shit. I don't remember exactly what, but it's not like he's like some clean nigga that's just like, oh, why don't we like him? He was doing some fuck shit that was like hater vibes.
They ain't like that young man from the beginning.
No, I definitely know. But this is the same way nobody likes Rocky for Rihanna, really. Niggas hate Jay-Z. I mean, like, who the fuck is y'all think gonna
be? Meanwhile, if we knew what your niggas was doing and how they was treating you for real, going upside your head, talking shit about you, talking shit about your mama.
Yeah, that's the part.
Please,
that I
it's
don't.
Very easy to just like throw stones at a glass house.
I think it's also whenever you see, and I don't know what people want to see, but whenever you see a woman, specifically because nobody does it I mean, I'm not in white people business, but I don't know. But I feel like when you see a like successful black woman, I don't know who people think that she should be with. Like these people are not on their caliber. Like that's why I don't really get the Jay-Z hate right. that he gets for Beyonce. Well,
because he cheated. But you want because the whole Lemonade album.
Oh, yeah. What nigga don't cheat? Like take
right.
A,
I mean, yes, that's my point.
Some more refreshments in the back. Like tea or coffee. Like
that is my motherfucking point.
Like I just I don't and but I feel like I guess, but even
you know, people I'm are in a fantasy.
The yeah. people, but I feel like people always, but like, okay, Rocky, we don't know if he, you know, did or did not, if he has allegedly or allegedly did or did not cheat. And niggas have hated the idea of Rihanna and Rocky from the very beginning.
Yeah, they did. And I don't even understand that either. Like, he was fine on paper to me.
I think.
Yeah, people, I don't know. People just want women to be with someone who seemingly has equal or more. And if they come off,
I think only money. And yeah. I think in the gag is, I think it's only financially because let's say Jay and B are, you know, comparable salary wise or whatever. That's and we still hate on that. So then you go to DDG, who yes, Haley, I'm about to write it down. Haley is bigger than him. Most people probably right. don't know a DDG a song, Disney but princess. Like. Yeah, but if she's happy, let my sis. We like Ciara and Russell Wilson because Ciara is not. Russell Wilson is like a multi, probably almost billionaire.
We like patriarchy. Even right. though we try to act like we don't, we try to have this whole feminist fake ass movement. Right. At the end of the day, we like patriarchy. And if it doesn't like show up the way that we feel like it should show up, i.e., Russell Wilson. Sierra, yeah. whatever, which I think is still like just an amazing story, arc given, you know, the whole Future debacle. But
right.
like,
what an amazing story arc. What,
like, an amazing
who
story.
Who would have thought?
Yeah. So we contradict ourselves.
Absolutely.
And do.
Because you like pick and choose the things that you like. From mm-hmm. that whole idea of patriarchy.
Because people like, also say that about Cardi and Offset, right? Meanwhile, Offset's been making substantial amount of money for over 10 years now. Whereas Cardi, you know, what is that, maybe 5 years? I don't know if yeah. who makes more. I don't know that. I'm not yeah. in their pockets. But
none of my business.
She's been making money since fucking Versace. And that came out how many years ago?
Yeah. A decade.
You know? 2009.
Who, so what couples do we like outside that are women that are like women?
The woman is seemingly more popular.
Yeah. Than or her. You got to be quiet. Yeah. Now, so let's take it to like the acting realm. Oprah and Stedman. I feel like but because
where is he?
Who, Stedman?
Yeah.
He was on a podcast recently.
Oh.
Minding business.
And just, yeah, because
I think talking about minding business.
Yeah.
He don't do nothing.
Nothing. We don't really see them together. So maybe also that because we don't see them and she's not putting him in front of us. We don't care. Or right. like, are people like the Viola Davis and her man story of how she wrote down everything she wanted and then she got him. Like, I have no idea what that man does. I don't, I literally zero clue, but I know she got a man and I feel like.
He's like a regular guy.
Yeah. yeah. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a patriarchy because the only one, it's like, how do we only like Ciara and Russell Wilson? Not, and when I say we, I don't mean the three of us.
Yeah, right. yeah. Right. As a collective black community.
Right.
I don't know. I think it's for them, it's like seeing this love story. Like people like this idea of like a man taking care of me, right? Or like providing things like, oh my gosh, he bought her masters. Oh, that's so beautiful. He does all these beautiful things for her. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
It's sad. And then you, I mean, I think it obviously it trickles down to like, I think just in general, regular ass people's relationships of like wanting more. Everybody's going to constantly want more of like wanting more. And then it's like, when is enough enough? Or like, I saw a quote the other day and it was like, I think it said something like find somebody that you can be 60% with. And it was like the other 20, like y'all just kind of got to work on it. And the other 20 is basically grace where, you know, and this is, I feel like a constant conversation I've had for the past month of like, I think just how men and women approach relationships and a man will start allegedly, this is what I have heard that, you know, a man will start at 100 with a woman and then kind of take things down, where a woman will start from zero and then you're building up and you're like, okay, yeah, this isn't so bad. Oh, I kind of like it. And so you're trying to get to this 100. Whereas when you're starting at 100 and you're going down, it definitely looks a little better. So I was like, okay, well, this is a constant conversation.
Yeah. Again, does it look better? I don't know why it's going to start at 100 and dwindle down. Cause then it's like, well, damn, you don't do what you used to do.
I think it's better than starting at zero.
You can go by the first 6 months. Right. I'm like, I think it's better to start at zero because...
I'd rather someone start at zero.
Yeah.
I thought the first 6 months
you're dealing with somebody's representative. It's not even the real them. Just like it's not even the real you. So you know?
I said I'm going to do a new approach, y'all, because I, as someone who has always started at zero, I think I am going to try to start at 100.
Okay.
And then kind of like... And it's like, look, if it don't work, it don't work, whatever. Right. But I think as opposed to us, like it's like, to me, I look at it as like a glass half full kind of thing. Like, would you, if you said to somebody, like, would you rather 60 or 40? And you're like, well, of course I want the 60.
Of course, I want the 60. Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
You're taking away, because if you're starting at 100, I do think there is a little bit more grace. Like, niggas just be like, oh, she's cute. I mean, she get on my nerves, but this my bitch type of thing. Where we're like, oh, but it ain't this, and he don't do this, and he don't do that. And you're like stuck in this perpetual fucking 20% the whole time. Like, I think I do want to.
Because coming from zero, you're expecting more.
Exactly.
And when you don't get it, you can't be mad because you started at zero.
You're starting at zero.
That's a good way of thinking of it, too.
Yeah.
And because that just it's like if you start your class off with an F, it's harder to raise your grade than it is to like maintain. If you start with an A and then you happen to get like
I might have to withdraw.
That's just what made me think. But it's harder to raise your grade from an F than it is to like, you know, maintain your grade from an A, I guess.
A C is passing. You know what I mean? Like, a D might be in some places. And then you might grade on a curve. Like, yeah, there's all these things that...
In grad school.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I was like, nope, I am going to attempt to start at 100.
Okay.
90%. And then, you know, it's like, all right. And still, I think there has to be some discernment with that, obviously. But I mean, I think I've talked to so many men about this so many times that I'm like, all right, well, child, well, I mean, everybody can't be lying, damn it. Like, it just can't be everybody lying. Even we were talking about that. I think, Didi, you sent that Amanda Seales post. I mean, you know, Cat Williams and broke the damn internet with his, I think it had 24 million views. It's like one of the highest YouTube celebrity interviews.
It is the highest.
Yeah. Yeah, it's why. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yes, yeah, it is the highest.
Shout out to him.
Like, who would have thunk it?
I mean, letting the chopper sing. Like, he literally just. I think everything he said throughout. It's a long interview as well. Like, it's close to 2 hours.
That people. So I was like, I'm just gonna watch the clips. There's no way I'm watching. Somebody said it's longer than The Color Purple. I was like, there's no way I am watching that interview. It took me 3 days.
It's great.
Oh, no, I finished it. It took me, I had to do the podcast on the train for about an hour or 45 minutes. And then I broke it up the other 2 hours on YouTube over the course of the next 2 days. But like, I think, who knew that Cat Williams was our national treasure that should be heralded as such?
But it's funny because now people are like on TikTok pulling up all his older interviews and it's literally the same energy. Like, he always has had this same energy for people, not necessarily calling people out, but especially if it was like the interviewer trying him. Like, it's this one lady, him and the interviewer are going back and forth. But like,
Wanda, that old interview, that one's legendary.
I feel like I've seen that
legendary
once every 6 months. Like, that one is legendary with your gnarled
up for 45 minutes, child.
And they was going back and forth.
Her ass deserved it because you started it.
Yeah.
She started talking about
he said that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the gems that he was talking about, like, obviously, I think there was a little, like, hyperbole.
Embellishment. Yes, yeah, hyperbole, like, yes. You
know, 3,000 books and all that. It's like, okay, really? But do I believe that he was probably like a little baby genius? Absolutely. Like, because then even the thing where he was saying that the speed that he can run and somebody like, and he actually, you know, timed himself running and then he's running at the end of Atlanta, that Atlanta episode. And I was like, oh, well, he might tell a joke, but he ain't gonna tell a lie.
I also don't believe he only smokes weed.
I'm like, yeah, no,
definitely.
My girl, you know you do some other shit. I wanna believe him.
A pill, there's no way I believe that his body is a temple of just alcohol and weed.
Only. There's no fucking way, dog.
And the fact that he was at an Illuminati meeting. No one talks about this one.
I believe that, though. I believe that.
This is the one that goes over everybody's head, that him and Ludacris, because he never called him out now, he just told us what this man looked like. And
He did. He said
one. Oh, he said the name?
Yes.
Yeah. No, he said one. He was in all the movies.
And he responded with a jingle.
And then basically he's telling us that there's also, like, look, if there's 10 more Fast and Furiouses and Ludacris is in them, we know he was telling the truth.
Okay. Because that contract is contracting.
Like, I don't even remember Kevin Hart. I'm like, what Kevin Hart movie was that where he played in a dress? And
I didn't know what movie that was.
I don't know.
People have photos of, like, stills of it.
He has so many old movies, though, that I didn't watch.
Yeah, like the straight to DVD stuff.
He definitely had me, but I ain't gonna hold you. He had me being like, is Kevin Hart a plant? Is this correct? Because it was like, seemingly came out. He, like, you went from Soul Plane to being
on stage.
MSG. Like,
I don't know that he's a plant. Because I do believe that Kevin Hart really, like, did the comedy grind.
Yeah.
Now, I think he stayed in that pocket of New York, Philly, DC. You know, I don't know about his history in California, which is what, you know, Cat Williams was ultimately questioning. But, you know, I'm also not like a comedian historian, so I can't tell you that.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't anyway.
But I disagree with him being a quote unquote plant, because I do remember like them Kevin Hart like stand ups from when I was in college.
Yeah.
You know, watching them.
True.
Definitely watched them on DVD.
Mm-hmm. On DVD.
Yeah. Yep. True.
Also, Cat Williams watching those on DVD too.
In college, yep.
I went to see him actually in college. I remember he performed in DC and I went to see Cat Williams.
Like, I would go see Cat. I would go see him today.
I'd pay for him.
He's going on tour now. That would be smart.
I wouldn't pay for Kevin Hart, respectfully, but I'd pay to see Cat.
Yeah. I saw that last
Cat, Chris, one. Dave.
Well, I saw the one with Chris and Kevin Hart. Yeah, it was cool. But like you said, I don't think I wouldn't pay for that. No. Mm-mm. It was, no. But then it was also, my favorite takeaway was also the gems that he was dropping. Like the living your life, living your last day. Sorry, living each day as if it were your last day. Or like, how he's like, I have everything I want. You know, like, I was literally like, oh my, like, who? That Kevin Hart was like that, and like you said, has always been like this.
Right.
And pay for that lady's star. I can't think of the black
Melba somebody.
Paid for her star,
or just the generosity in general. That they said that, you know, like allegedly he'll give out money to people in the audience. He giving out money to the cities. Like I had no idea.
None at all. Like even that to you, like the idea of like, I'm gonna play in this small town, small city, and give back to the people in this city because they paid me to come here. What?
Yeah, no, he was the epitome of standing on business. And Shannon, I mean, look, I ain't expect Shannon to be no Barbara Walters style interviewer.
Yeah, he had his cards. He couldn't use them.
I wanted to know what was on the rest of those cards, because he couldn't even. The second, he didn't even realize how much he was ready. When he said, so first of all, you know when he does the intro? I'm like, why didn't they redo that intro? Because he was stumbling so much. Mm-hmm. And Kat is like, you are just an amazing host. That introduction, phenomenal. Like, he was already coming for him in the first 2 minutes.
He started talking shit at the third minute.
Right. Just started on up.
Yeah, he said, I've been sitting back. I've been quiet. Not now.
You've had people on this couch.
Yep.
Your allegiance to whatever he said.
I never thought you'd have such an allegiance to Fuck.
I know, I can't remember what it is.
I can't remember the next line either.
Losers.
Everybody keeps using that.
Everybody keeps using that. Yeah.
Talking, but circling the block.
I love what he said about, you know, people, specifically Kev. No shade, because Kevin, we know you work hard. Yeah. But this whole concept of like, you saying you work so hard as though you're the only person in the world who goes to work. Yep. People who work go to work every fucking
and work
day.
Hard. I love that
hard.
Too.
And work hard. Yeah. He was like, my gardener go to work every day. Yeah. You think I'm supposed to respect you more than him? He go to work rain or shine.
Yeah.
The rain or shine was shade.
No, but it's true. Also, he has
it's so fucking true.
He has to go to work rain or shine. Like that is right. That's physical. That is work work. Like that's right. Work.
Right.
I did. I loved it. And then I think that the clip, the Amanda Seales clip was, what did she say exactly? It was like the, Kevin Hart talked about, why I keep fucking up everybody's
name? Okay. Oh, he talked about women being alpha or and not being able to get a man because we act like men.
Right. And yeah, because women want to be on the same playing field as men. And so, you know, just kind of the response to that. And if anything, it wasn't more about what Amanda Seales had to say. It was really the comments under the post from various men responding back to what she was saying. And really just kind of like, I was like, y'all guys really sound crazy right now. And it's just in terms of like what the response is.
They were exposing themselves.
They were.
Like, I saw a lot of, you know, them describing these specific women as being, you know, super aggressive, talking loud, not wanting to be submissive. And then when Amanda said it back to them, like, oh, so hostile, violent, and all of these other things, that's what a man is? That's what you consider to be a man?
Right, because when you flip what you're saying, right, because I'm reading one, it says argumentative, disrespectful, not pleasant to people, doesn't know when to be quiet.
Yeah, some of those, I was like, that's just like a bad person to me. That
always
doesn't,
in boss mode. What the fuck?
Yeah, that. So that one I've heard. I told you I've had a bunch of variations. I had one literally like Friday, and it was super duper random how it came about. And we were looking at somebody. It's a woman that does very well for herself, and I showed someone her picture. It's a group of men, and they're like, "Oh no, like." Nah, she's too high maintenance. That, and then they go into this thing of how it is like so much easier to be with a woman who, you know, is to, I guess, quote unquote, like not a boss, right? Like, and you could be a boss in your own right, but she, and I guess because she is like technically, you know, like, but like if there were levels to it, like you're that's the last level where she is. Mm. And I'm like, no, it's fine, but I think there's a like. And then this goes back to another conversation I had that I guess there is this, you know how we've talked about this because I couldn't wrap my head around like wanting someone versus needing them. And I'm like, well, I would want someone to want me because that to me is choice. Like need is based on, you know, like you need food or you might do things. I might not love you, but I'm sticking around because I need you. Right. Quote unquote. Mm-hmm. But they would rather like how men want to feel needed and feel like the king of the castle and all this shit that I was like, I'm going to be single forever. Like I sometimes that's what it feels like. I think those comments, yes, they were like a little aggressive, but I've heard this about myself that it's like very like alpha, always in boss mode. That was verbatim actually. That same thing, and I'm not like the softest. I asked my homie, I asked Dave, and I was like, do you think I'm soft? And he's like, no, you're not. And I was like, I think I am. And he's like, oh, not really. Or, you know, he said that when
you can be, right? I don't think you lead with it, but when you really love someone and you fuck with them, there's a softness that comes with that.
Well, I heard I wasn't soft there too. So that's why I'm like, I don't, it's like, what's it giving? I don't know. Mm. That's why I said I'm, y'all. I need everybody to hold me to this. I'm going to be soft.
Starting, but like, is that what you want to be?
I don't look at it as a personality trait. If that makes sense, it's not okay. Because keep in mind, I didn't even realize I'm doing it, right? So I think if it's like, all right, if this is, and I'm not saying that this is the collective, and every single solitary man is going to feel like this, but if it is like over the course of I ain't worked in 3 weeks, y'all. Okay, I have 3 weeks off. It has been amazing. I cannot believe I have to go back to work this week. So, and I've just been chilling and talking shit and doing all this. And this is actually longer than that, of just kind of like bits and pieces of this conversation. It's like, all right, well, I can't be the only person standing on business and then it's only affecting me. So I think, is it just like changing the approach more so? And that's why I said, if it feels unnatural, no.
It really might be that.
Yeah, I think it's just changing. Yeah. For me, I think it's just changing the approach and being cognizant of it. Like,
right.
You know, I don't think, but like, am I going to like change how I am? And like, I said, I told them, I was like, I'm a joke and I'm going to be like a cashier somewhere. And they were like, you're going to be married next month. It's like, no, am I going to go like quit my job and fucking, and nothing that, not that there's anything wrong with that. But am I going to go quit my job and like be a cashier? No, I think that's changing. But like I said, it's just like changing the approach more so.
But what is that, going back to the patriarchy convo where it's like, as a woman, you can't be a boss because now you seem to be higher than the man?
I mean, yeah, they probably created patriarchy. So, you know, they only don't want it when it affects them.
I'm making growing up sounds.
Because it's like, I think now this is the part that I think, this is
come
the
on,
part
y'all,
that
come just be gay. Come be gay.
It's the issue when we ask for you to provide, for you to do all of these things, to be the submissive person, right? Because if I'm not working, right? If I'm a cashier or whatever, or I make a job that's at minimum wage based on the city, state that I live in,
right?
You are the provider, you make significantly more money than me, then I do have to rely on you to supplement the income for the things that we need. It's inflation, it's bills, it's all of these different things. That's an issue. But
I think
if I make too much,
right? I'm
a gold digger. You know?
Now, my biggest gripe is the one, have you even created a space for somebody to be soft? I don't believe, like some women, maybe, yes, you want to do everything, but do I believe that women, you know, you want help and you don't always have to want to be in control 1000%. But the space has to be created for you to say, okay, you know what? I know you got that. I don't even have to worry about that because I know you got it. Men, are you doing that? You cannot, because then, you know, it's like you'll see comments and the men are like, oh, y'all say you want equality. And it's like, all right, y'all be taking words and just like stretching
we
it out.
Equality, we want equal pay. I don't want to make 75 cents and you on a dollar for every dollar you make.
Always my thing. Like, I just
it's
want
equal pay.
Because you want to know what dummy talked about this in particular? Marcel from fucking
Love and Marriage. Yep, saw that.
On the reunion part one, they had to sit down with all the ladies, including Marcel, another woman, okay, channeling my inner Stormy at the moment. A bitch. And they were like, you need to stay out of the women's business. And he's like, well, if women want to be on the same page as a man in terms of like equality, and they're like saying the same thing you just said, G, like, no, niggas, we ain't saying we trying to be niggas, we saying we want equal pay, equal opportunity as it pertains to taking care of ourselves in the world, not literally like I can lift my own groceries,
right,
you standing right there and you don't got to do it because I'm,
or you can punch me in the face and it's okay.
Yeah,
like
that's not what we discussing. I'm still a woman.
Yeah.
That reunion, love Carlos King down, but I would love to just have somebody else come in and do these reunions because.
Well, child, you know he think he fucking Andy.
Right. Because I think he's too close to it. I
think he's too close to it too.
He's way too close to it. So I feel like there's certain things, like, I felt very uncomfortable for Melody having to like go back and be like, so you never, you know, you never
had orgasm.
Yeah, with your, and then him going around, it was just like, why are
I mean, I think that was a valid question because it came up on the show, right?
But it was a small piece of it. I want to know why Tisha and her Espo, why they thought it was okay to use Stormy's words in the damn shipping policy and Tisha not taking accountability for it. And
not at all.
None.
She got a lot of sales from it, so
all she had to do was say, like, "Oh no, that was our bad." Like, yes, you have a very successful company.
Definitely keep. If that happened to me, let's say if somebody was like, "Yo, you know, you stole my mix," la la la. Well, that's a stretch. But like, you know, something along those lines, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, no, I was inspired by that. Like, I'm so sorry that it came off that way. Yeah. And I put your tag on there and that whole thing. Like, my bad, but it was really good. So we wanted to use it. Like, stop blaming it on somebody else. Like, that's the other thing. Stop blaming it on somebody.
Because you probably told his ass to go look.
To go look at
what she put.
And they talk about, oh, it's just a template. My website is not a template, baby. This ain't fucking Canva.
That's my idea.
This is Canvas beauty. Okay.
Right.
Like, I'm sold in Target, not just a little web store for your children. Like, let's not.
Right.
And that's why Stormy is coming for her. Like,
yeah.
What are you talking about?
She, like, Stormy did.
Stormy gave her grace. I agree. I gave
your ass grace.
She ain't gonna be ready. Because Tisha got so much energy for everybody else but Marceau. That's why she coming in hot. Like, she came in with the, like, she, like, they had with the gloves on. And you know who else we didn't really get to? The goddamn Kimmy and Maurice.
And she giving him too much grace.
I feel like, I wonder if off camera, because I feel like Kimmy is so classy. I feel like off camera, she had to be giving him hell because, one, it was just so wrong. I think anybody could have known that. Like, you're talking about the anatomy and physiology of a woman, like, as if you are a woman and you have a woman that has experienced cancer and you know what all the medications are doing. But then it was like when he was like, oh, she wanted to
talk about her hair.
Yeah, run through her hair. Yeah. She looked like she wanted to cry.
I would. I probably would have cried watching that back because it's a montage, right? Of all these crazy ass moments that your husband have said while you are going through, you know, breast cancer and now cancer free. Like, I thought what he was doing was he could have just shut up about the whole thing.
He should have just had
her back and supported her through this. Just shut up. And then the whole sex thing is like, this is your wife. Yeah. She's not going anywhere. This ain't your little girlfriend or something where it's like, all y'all do is have sex. You could go without sex for months and y'all still be happy, right? Like, you don't need it that. But if you don't go get yourself a sex toy and go sit down somewhere.
He also, it was her, she was trying so hard. That's what really was pissing me off. Because she wasn't, I think I would have just been like, nigga, I don't know what to tell you. We ain't doing shit. She got a sex therapist. She said she thought she was depressed. She started
internalizing.
Who the hell, even without the medication, who is going to feel sexy as if you, when you are going through something like that? Like, who is going to be like, yep.
And you making fun of me in the situation.
And he
I'm not going to feel sexy.
He seemed so supportive in the very beginning. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, he is really a Scott child.
He really showed that he was a Scott.
He's a Scott. Like, I thought he was like
disgusting,
above reproach or something when it came to the Scots. But no.
And again, we see what's happening when the cameras are up. We don't know when it happens when the cameras are down, kind of thing. But it's like, I think the other part of that is doing that interview with Carlos where you're continuously talking about this thing. Yeah. Like, and it just makes you look like this sexual deviant. And like, you know, on the reunion, Carlos was asking Kimmy about, you know, the people who were saying that it seemed like she was being sexually abused in a way because
it's given.
Like, I think, ladies and gentlemen.
That was a stretch, I feel like. That's an allegation.
She seems to not agree, but I don't know. It's a joke.
I mean, from an emotional standpoint.
I get it, yeah.
Not physically, obviously.
It's like you're doing something that you don't want to do emotionally.
I think it is. It's scaling some level of like emotional distress / abuse. Yes. Mm. You know?
No. Shout out to Kimmy Scott. That's my girl. She needed to get it together this season. She wasn't supporting the girls the way she was supposed to.
She got on my nerves.
And then it was tight that you didn't get invited to Melody's renaming ceremony. Bitch, why would I invite you?
Kimmy,
why would I invite you?
This season, I don't know.
You sitting here defending Martell, talking about, well, we don't know. Oh, and that's why your ass was not invited.
That's why.
To my name changing ceremony.
She was a little messy this season. She wasn't my favorite. And like you said, who knew that my dark horse was Stormy? Like, who knew?
Stormy?
Yeah. Stormy was my plan.
You know who else?
Miss Nail.
Nail Fletcher.
I don't like Nail. I think Nail is messy too. I think
she messy as fuck, especially to be a psychiatrist. It's like, well, hold on.
No.
When they showed their family, I said, where y'all been hiding, Miss Mill?
Same.
Well, they said they had been asked before. I think they take that whole "we're the OG couple" too much. And it's like, and then you're messy. Like, don't come to me with that shit at my name and ceremony talking about Martell. I think the way she handled the
situation. I think that was production.
It was production.
But then the Tisha, well, I need to know was production or was not. The Tisha situation, you could have told her. Like, okay. You could have told her. Old girl, what's her name?
That was also production. Because every time she does something that's messy, she always looks like she's about to cry. Like, she don't want to do it. Think about it now. You think about it. She come over there. She twisting the fingers and twisting shit. Like, well,
she was upset.
She called me and said she wanted to apologize to you, Tish. I said that girl's name is not Tish.
Why does she call her Tish?
Her name is LaTisha.
Or Tisha. And I'm like, is that name and we just don't know
what she said. She wanted to apologize and Mel said that.
And they'll be giving, oh my God, Mel be so over Martell. Martell whole baby, he ain't never gonna change at all.
No, never.
And you saw, wait, you saw the clip for the next episode and Mel he was saying that it was like a business arrangement between her and him and
Sheree,
which I was like, duh.
Duh. I did.
You're not, y'all are.
It was mutually beneficial. She needed a little eye candy man for Real Housewives to help with her story arc. And he needed somebody.
He's a bird.
Yeah, he's a bird. It helped him and made him look better, got him some more. My daughter here. But anyway, you know.
I think it put him in the conversation, you know, of different things. Because that whole, y'all are too old to be like, we're dating, but we're seeing each other every weekend, but we're just dating, but we can't really see the friend, but we're not exclusive. It was so messy that I was like, this is fake. Like, from the jump. Like, this has to be fake.
Yeah. And the only person who was going to get the dirt was
Miss Mama's. the girl who left the show that nobody liked.
Miss Whitlow. Mrs. Whitlow.
But what is her name?
I can't think of her name right now.
Tiffany.
That's crazy. When they showed her on the reunion for the upcoming episode, I was like, I totally forgot.
They're coming to the reunion.
Yeah.
Okay. I totally forgot that they were even, because you know they got to bring Nail, and I think it's probably three parts, because you got to bring Nail.
I'm surprised they didn't bring the Fletchers out the first episode.
They carried
the second half of the season, y'all.
I think OG cast. And that's why I said I think they're going to do, because I think they do three parts. And then the next one you have the Whitlows, and then you can do the Fletchers, and then you can, if it's three parts, we can.
Y'all brought the damn cousin Kiki out. I mean, well, Kiki, anytime one of Tisha's family is on camera, they're going to perform.
Actually on Letitia's side when it comes to Kiki.
Oh, absolutely.
Was fucking trying it. And deserved to get her ass beat. Letitia better than me.
Break your glass.
I think I just heard that today. I was like, what's your glass? Somebody actually repeats it too when the cast are like, break your glass. Like, what?
Oh my gosh. The aim on that cup into Tisha's face.
But you can't be like, oh, I'm not speaking on your marriage anymore. Let's start anew. And be like, girl, because I heard he had a threesome. Like, you don't want to make this right. You don't.
Why do you think Marcel is cheating if we don't have no evidence?
Nigga, what? I think
Marcel is absolutely cheating.
Marcel is absolutely. I'm sorry. My husband. About the
Africa trip? Like,
my husband is not going to Africa by himself. You call it insecure, you call it whatever the fuck you want to call it. Yep. As my husband, you're not going to Africa without.
Yeah, that just wouldn't make any sense. Yeah. I wouldn't.
Like, we going. We leave the kids.
Right. We are going. We literally, kids don't got to go, but we're going. Remember, there was the picture of, I think he's also, I'm assuming he's smart. Remember Martell tried to like hint at it, but didn't want to break bro code. And he was just like, that's what we doing. And he was like stumbling all over his words. This is one of the last season reunions. There was some mess afoot in Atlanta. And it was the picture with his dad.
I think he might have piped it down a little bit. Because of the visibility that they're getting from the show, and also seeing like the collateral damage that happened between Melody and Martell, I think he probably piped it down, but for sure,
yeah,
he was cheating.
He was in these streets.
For sure. For sure.
And also just the way that he reacted when she talked about her possibly being pregnant, even though he had a vasectomy.
I hated that. There is a percentage that a vasectomy can reverse. This is not time tubes, nigga.
I did too. And I feel like, and then she's obviously like dragging him a little bit. Like,
yeah, they dragged that whole storyline.
They did drag it.
Why are we, I was like, we were on three episodes. I was like, why are we still talking about this? That, the fish fry, I could have did without that whole episode with Tiffany.
I think
I fast forwarded through that.
I don't care nothing about her family story. They can scratch that.
I just want the mama and the aunt to speak or hug or something.
The mama is a piece of the mama's. Oh, hold on. The mama, Stormy's mama, is on the next episode of the reunion, giving it to Melody. You know that mama a piece of work. She ain't
giving it to Melody. And so I'm sure Melody's sitting up there like, well, I don't understand why you talking to me about it.
Yeah, it's
basically.
I don't want to be rude to you. Excuse you. Excuse
the
you.
Looks, I was like, they are all so damn country. It was like, I wanted to just like remove or like take off like something from everybody's outfit. Like Melody, why? I wanted to put some layers in that wig. I wanted to take off her boots.
Or Donna Summers, whichever one.
She literally looked like Donna. I just wanted to like, she needed some movement. Why they had Mr. Steele up in that damn pink satin suit, I don't know. Because no man.
His name is Beasley. Okay.
I did not know that. I didn't realize they had two different last names, but Marcel was calling him Steele, Mr. Steele. See, another one that, you know, Stormy, I guess that's her company. I don't know if she started that company before or after they got married.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think I feel like she might have, because she seems to be the front runner of it.
That's what I'm thinking. And then obviously, like, you know, he helps out.
Or it was her brain trust, her IP.
Have y'all tried it?
My mother actually has it. That was how I'm watching it. And this was last season. And I don't know if she bought it before or after, but I definitely have seen it in my mother's show. I've never tried it, but I've seen it in here. And like I said, I see it in Target.
I'm on the website right now looking around to see.
No, they literally have it in Target on the shelves.
Because y'all know I'm blonde these days. So my moisture just.
Moisturized.
You need some old flannel.
She's so dry right now, but I know it's dry because I had a hat on earlier. So
yeah, no, but you know the blondies got to do the Olaplex, like the purple shampoo.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
the oil. I just I swear up and down by Olaplex anyway, and I got black hair, but she's that girl. This is not an ad.
This is not an ad.
That is not an ad.
Olaplex is expensive.
It is, but it's worth it.
It is, but you got to invest.
And you can actually get it. I started getting it from like randomly. Like if I go on like Off Sex or something like that, I might pick it up. I mean, it's only like 15% off, but they have it.
But I mean, it's something.
And again, worth it.
I'm gonna go to my little neighborhood beauty supply store and see what they got.
Yeah, she's definitely worth it. How are we start talking about you talking about
Canvas Beauty?
Yeah, but a show, honey. I've watched so much TV though over this break. I cannot get into Gilded Age. I'm done with that.
I'm good on that.
I can't get in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll watch that.
I'm like, I mean, I feel like I'm always watching something, but nothing of note that I'm like, oh, this was amazing. Everyone go watch it.
I did like all that movie with Julia Roberts and Mahershala Ali.
I didn't watch that.
I didn't finish it.
I liked it. I know a lot of people did. I actually liked it. I liked it.
I didn't finish. I thought it was interesting from what I had saw. Because I think I was watching that when we actually did a cabin trip. And I was in New York at T's house.
Oh, and you still never finished it? I'm dead.
I never finished it after that day.
I'm dead. I think there's some truth to it. That all of these billionaires are building bunkers. And
absolutely, Mark Zuckerberg has built a bunker, and I was like,
in Hawaii, exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
and I watched this show. I watched a show called Murder at the End of the World, and they are
on Hulu.
On Hulu. I think they're in Alaska or New Zealand, somewhere. I think it's new. I don't remember, but it's very cold. So it might be Alaska. And he literally had, he's a billionaire and he has a bunker and is like trying to create this AI thing. And the AI shit is basically the whole.
It's their fault. The whole shit going to shit. And then they, now they got.
And they're going to run away from it.
Yeah.
And they're going to run away from it. And that's why I hope the motherfuckers who building the shit, the little natives on the island who leaked the fact that he's building a bunker, that they remember all the codes and secret passages so that they can still get got to.
It's giving let us in. Like,
I don't think you're going to be safe. Like, even if no matter what you do, Mark, the girls are going to come for you.
And people gonna come for you. AI, it'll be very interesting for 2024 because we saw a lot of it last year, and I feel like it was just like this uptick. Like pre-23, I feel like AI was still like this thing of like iRobot or some shit. It wasn't this thing of, oh, let me type a Google search in and then AI is recommending something else based off of what I've searched before. Like there's this whole idea that's more like information than it is.
Listen, physical. ChatGPT.
Oh, a girl. Oh, a doll. She did the whole damn job for you.
Yeah.
You need a deck build? There we go. I just got to put some pretty pictures in there.
Basically.
I think 24 is definitely going to be more of the information, but like we're actually going to see some physical stuff with it. Well, you saw that they were saying that the damn robot at Tesla ripped the man's arm till bleeding.
I was about to say, didn't that robot? Yeah, exactly. Good. And I know this sounds crazy.
Get him again.
But I swear, all this Tesla stuff continues to come out. And because I called you about it, dear, I keep having so many issues with my car. It is, I mean, and it's because of like the whole, the battery shit. And it's like, how does this keep happening? I was like, and I literally was like, this is that AI shit. Because I literally, my car was in the shop last month. Black people. Literally, this is that AI shit. My car will
first
not
it was
charge.
The 5G, now it's the AI.
Yeah, and my car won't charge. And how did it do that? Literally, in twice each month. And I wasn't even here. I was gone for like a week and a half.
Well, now they're trying to build the batteries in house in the U.S. because they were sourcing them from China for a while. So,
well, I don't know. I got God. She's talking about maybe it was a bad batch. What? Excuse
no,
me?
No, not that was the excuse.
Yes, that was
a bad batch.
Yeah, maybe it was a bad batch.
You sold me a lemon. Well, bitch, give me something from the new batch.
Exactly. Like, you sold me a lemon battery. Like, also, for real, like, what if I was someplace far and this happened and I did not know? Like, that's a huge safety issue. Like, luckily, I was here. But, like, if I was home and I can't charge and then you got to get towed. Like I said, it happened twice.
Yep.
It's not okay.
Well, that wouldn't be the car that you would need in your bunker.
Not at all. You'd fucking die. Like, not at all. It's giving regular old gas, oil. Let's go back to the basics.
Right? Because what every state about to do? Because a lot of these states is giving like 2025 electric vehicles only being sold. Like,
And where are you putting the charging stations? Listen, I'm going back to a gas car after this. I'm done. Like, I tried to save the earth and I'm going back. I'm over it. I
mean, you don't have to do a Tesla. There's so many other different things.
But the issue is the charging. There's no,
across all of them?
All of them. Oh, New York is not
New York. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, in California, you get a $7,500 tax credit if you have a charging station at your home.
You actually
get that. So they'll essentially pay for it.
You get that. You get a credit for your Tesla if you do it in New York too, but I did it in Maryland. So they had that running too, but like, where am I going to put? There's no place to put it. There's not enough charging stations. They also, you would have to charge your car for like 8 hours and then you have to pay to go in the lot. So like, they need a different rule for New York. I'm not abiding by no damn 2025 shit that they talk about.
Well, I just looked it up. It's 2035 in California that all new cars sold 2035 and beyond need to be zero emission vehicles only.
Got it. Okay, so we got a little bit of time.
Yeah. I will say Tesla just recently did a deal with BP gas stations to start putting Tesla.
About damn time. And also make it quicker.
But I think
that should have been like one of the first things. They should have been having somebody be on partnerships I put my business hat on.
Also, in
a BP in California, so that's very interesting.
It's
Shell's, Mobil's.
I need more money from gas than I would electricity, though. That's the only thing. Like, I'm not making no money off.
Think about it. If it's a separate, they're in. I realize their Tesla charging stations are at Royal Farms now, because it's really weird. I think, and I feel like they, whatever deal they had, my car kept routing me to go out of the way to go to the Royal Farms. Like, they're in Royal Farms and Wawa. So they obviously have
Wawa. I love a good Wawa. G, do y'all have Wawas in Midwest? Not that wasn't a thing?
No.
But Wawa just started getting way more popular, I feel like, in the past 10 years or something.
That sandwich was late night.
Because I thought it was like a Philly thing at first. I mean, I definitely ate Wawa, but, and I feel like I know Philly people love them some Wawa. And then now they're more in Jersey. It's a lot more in Jersey and Delaware.
What would be the gas station you go to Midwest to get a good sandwich?
A sandwich? None of
sandwich.
Them.
Sandwich. Yeah, girl.
That's so specific and random.
Well, that's what I was getting from Wawa.
I mean, everybody was, but I feel like, right, but no, but you're not like, let's go to Wawa right. to get gas. I think people are going to Wawa to go to Wawa. And then they just started adding the gas stations. Because the Wawa I was going to, there's no gas. The ones in Philly. Yeah, there was no gas.
I didn't know that. Okay, I didn't realize that. That was a thing. Like, it was just a standalone store.
Yeah, it was a standalone store. Yeah.
Got it.
And then I feel that as they grew, now it's gas stations and gas.
Work.
Chargers.
Come on, give money.
Anywho. Well, do y'all have any personal goals for 2024?
Sit my ass down. Yes. Well, that's my Q1 goal. We'll see. I've put together, I'm usually good about a budget. Yes and no. Spending money on myself and trips, I just don't have a budget. But I'm trying to be more cognizant of what I'm spending this year so that I'm like saving.
Okay.
Because my savings account was real cute before we bought the house. And now it's giving like, girl, sit down somewhere.
Well, you bought a house. So that's right. to be expected.
Yeah.
And furnishing.
Right. So look, give yourself a little grace. You did buy a house.
This is fair.
That's going to take away anybody's saving. That is the point of the damn savings.
That's the point of, and that's the grace right there till you said it.
I think the thing about it is
like, we think that savings is supposed to look cute and it's just supposed to sit there and I'm not supposed to ever touch it.
Touch it. Yeah. No, that is, I literally was doing something the other day and I was like, child, this imaginary house that I'm going to get one day, you know, when I'm be ready.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing.
Like, whenever it comes, I was just like, let me put some shit to the side. So when it do come.
Yeah.
Because it will.
It will. Exactly. It will. I'm be ready.
It will. But yes, that's my Q1 goal, to sit down, budget, save.
Okay. Love that.
I love that.
G, you in the home stretch?
Yes, but that's not, I mean, of things I guess I can control, my goal is more priority for myself, like prioritizing myself and the things that I want to do and things that I'm passionate about, which is very easy to lose when you have a family.
Mm-hmm.
And like you, Didi, my savings was so cute, and then I fucking lost my job and then got pregnant, and and it's like, so now I want to trying to rebuild that again. Things I can't control but would love to look forward to is, just that beautiful like birth and healthy baby. And adjusting.
I know.
I can't
wait.
Are you
using a doula?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. You strike me as you would, but
I mean, I did the first time.
Okay.
And they're great. This is no bash to the doula community, because I think that they're needed.
Doula community.
They're very supportive, but I think they're most efficient when you don't know or you've never had the experience before.
I was going to say, is it because you've done it before that you're like,
yeah, I've done it before. So, I mean, unless it's a motherfucker who gonna just rub my back the entire time that I'm laboring, that would be a person I would hire, you know? But no, I'm doing it. It's just, gonna be me punching my mom, fingers crossed that, you know, timing will allow her to be here around the same, you know, in time.
That time. Yeah. Okay.
But she was great with my, you know, with Jesse and stuff. So, but yeah, I'm way more intentional about like what I want. And I'm excited, you know? So yeah, that's about it. Really, it's a very short list. But prioritizing myself a little bit more in just any way that I can is really the main goal for.
Well, make that a long list. Make the prioritizing you a list in itself, like a little sub list. Whereas like, what does that look like for you?
Oh yeah. I mean, yes, it's like, it does have elements to it. Right. So right. Like, you know, going back to school is one of the things that show up in there. You know, when I'm able to like get cleared to work out again, like maintaining my workout schedule and workout regimen, you know, hiring help, you know, hiring more help, is just gets interesting. Cause you know, everything costs and everything is so expensive, you know, like it's very easy to say like, hey, yeah, you know, outsource, but it's like, you gotta pay for that shit.
Yeah.
You know? So hopefully God will make a way and provide, but yes, there's a plan for a way prioritizing maker. Myself. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully I'll get a new job that'll allow me to pay
exactly.
for
it. Exactly. That's what okay. I was like, I feel like also we put so much focus on January and, you know, where they technically say that just like the seasons and the earth, it's like, this is still very much like the ground is cold and like, this is still very much a hibernation period. And then March, you know, when things start to bloom,
she preaches
different. But that's, I did that. Like, I noticed that last year, actually. I'm sorry. I didn't even do that. I noticed that last year. January was like, what the fuck? And I think by March, I was like, all right, let me just take a different approach a little bit. And it, and I felt like March and April, you know, the months that followed, I was like, oh, this does make sense. Like, this is not, like, I didn't put a lot of pressure on myself for this, the first, like you said, Q1. Like, it's, I'm giving ease, you know, a bitch been surrendering for a decade. You know, it's not even,
I don't think you give yourself enough credit for the progress that you've made.
And I think I have though. So I actually, I think not, you know, mine are like, I just want to be like the highest version of myself. So if that is giving myself grace or like ease and, you know, I didn't open up my damn juicery that is kind of, therapeutic in a way. Like today, the first time I did it, my feet hurt so bad. I was like, why my feet hurt?
I don't understand why it's taking you so long to juice.
I don't I feel like I need to be on FaceTime when you're doing this.
Oh, so we can do a whole episode because it takes me an hour.
I don't understand. Like
I am making them for the week also. So I think all of like the peeling, I don't know. So? A juicer. This one didn't take me as long. I did like carrot, ginger, and orange, and then the rest are like grapefruit, orange, apple, and cucumber as I bought romaine and not spinach and ginger. Well, now that I know, I don't have to like cut off the ginger skin.
Yes.
Save
and then I want to see how you peel your grapefruit and your orange because I could give you like a little bartender like kind of tip to make it a little bit faster.
Girl, next Sunday, we will be on the phone. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, call me.
That's my Sunday, you know, thing. Consistently working out. I just need to, like, get back and be consistent. I definitely do feel, like, best when I'm working out, even though it's tiresome. But I feel it. I just, you know, that's why I said I just want to be, like, the highest version of myself. And to others too.
Beautiful.
Oh, and to others. Yes.
You're
so beautiful.
Yeah. No, you raised a good point about like January, the ground is cold, that whole hibernation thing. Like it's true.
That's a good point.
I've been reminding myself of that, of like if somebody wants to make a plan, I'm like, do I really need to do that? Probably not.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Let's hang out, catch up, all of that. Could we actually do that on a phone call? Like, I don't need to like spend $100
to go. Or if you just don't feel like it. I feel like I've had a lot of conversations with friends about the, you know, I think people feel so pressured sometimes to be like, I have to show up for this and I have to do that and I gotta go here. And while, yes, I do think you have to support your people, but if you don't fucking feel like it, like, no. I'm not going.
Yeah.
Like, that I'm literally really not. Because yeah. like every also every time you step outside, it's $150.
It's $100.
Yeah. So, and I also feel like there's nothing wrong with a plan. Like I don't need to do something every night. I have been in this house the entire weekend. It has been amazing. Like I'm okay, and you know. And I still and I'd be like, how you spend money in the house? Like how I just like saw a hat. I was like, oh, let me get the hat. Like you're still gonna spend money regardless. But I don't need to like go right. out of my house. And
you may not feel like cooking. You order in
exactly.
Yeah. You're like Zara's having a 50% off sale right now, and Aunt was like, did you see anything you want? I'm like, no, I'm not even going to the site.
I'm not.
Like,
yeah, which you reminded me I have to check. But
well, 47% off of literally everything.
You know, the way my girl math be math wow. is like straight up and down girl math. But yeah. it's no, still
that's
like
a good point. Like just like you know, doing things that you actually want to do. I've been, you know, sitting down collecting my thoughts for the last 7-8 days of the new year. And a big part of what I'm also going to work on this quarter of like sitting down and saving that whole thing is like, I feel like with the move to Atlanta, I love the house where we live, the friends that we're making, the experiences. I feel like I'm trying to show up in too many spaces. So I kind of need to realize or take a step to like think about what spaces do I want to show up in?
Yeah.
Because that is taking a lot of money and energy out of me. To exist in those spaces. And so to your point around feeling like obligated to do certain things, it's like, yeah, maybe I should go get drinks with her because last time she plugged me in to go do this DJ thing. Or maybe I should go hang out with the gays because if I don't hang out with them, they're not going to invite me to go wherever the fuck next time. Mm-hmm. So it's like just trying to think of like what makes the most sense in terms of like personal happiness and like goals, because I can't overextend myself in all of these different facets of
that cancer is cancering, honey. Because I'm over here like, baby, what?
Can't relate. Yeah, you know I can't.
Can't relate.
Can't relate. Can't relate. Yeah, I
try to show up in too many places.
No, I made plans,
baby.
Hold on to what you just said. This is what that we were saying, like specifically saying about me. Like I also can't be friends with people that if I decide my battery is low.
Don't understand you.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. then you're like, oh, we ain't gonna invite her nowhere because she don't go. No, well, don't. Well, no, bitch. We actually, I'm gonna do one better. Let's not be
right,
friends.
Yep. Just
I can't.
Check me off the list then, Pooh.
Check me off because I made plans on Friday. Told somebody I was gonna come out. Told other people to meet me there. And I went home. Like, I was so tired. I was like, oh, my God.
Y'all just have fun.
Literally.
Y'all the work.
I was like, you there already? I was like, are you still going? Y'all go together.
Is this when y'all went to the hotel?
You said what? No, I went to the hotel. Okay. It was just something at Dumbo House. But I was like, I'm tired. I was like, I'm tired. I don't like a full-blown sweatsuit. I was just like, I'm good. I'm going home.
And not the place you go every week. Like
Exactly. But again, yeah. People that if you are the type of person that's going to be like, you know how, like, no. Like, Maine and Kenny were saying that. Like, Maine was like, I know I have to check with you just to be like, before I just start getting dressed. Hey, are we still going? No, I don't feel like it. Like, it's okay. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Because you have to be... The word selfish, sometimes, you know, people hate that word. But me, like, right? I'm speaking for me. I used to hate that. Now I'm like, I don't really. Yeah, you got to be a little selfish with your time.
You do. You do. That'll always be a thing for me, being more selfish. That'll always, I don't think that'll ever go away. I think it's just innately me being a good person in my mind.
Yeah.
In my mind, right?
I think you could be like, yo, let's catch up. Come over. Let's get a bottle
of wine.
That's
my thing now. That is actually my thing. I do kind of live a little bit out the way for a lot of the girls, but I don't got shit to do with me.
Yeah, right. Come, I'll be here.
Your house is beautiful. I make my way there every time I come to Atlanta.
Just come on over.
Exactly.
You can come on over before your flight.
You pay all this mortgage. I was about to say rent. Mm-hmm. Pay all this mortgage. Like, I'm going to sit up in, because that's what I finally got
you
like
got a art bar, you got a DJ booth.
Yeah, DJ everything.
Come on over.
And you know, and then the people that can't sit by themselves and sit at home, I think that's a bigger issue.
Well, you know, we've talked about this before, Nacha. That is none of us. Girl, if I could sit in the house for a month and not do anything, you want to know how much I would save and what I would get accomplished?
I told you this week off,
it's not all that it's cracked up to be.
I was looking at G's face and she's like,
Now I'm dying to like do anything to get out.
I was gonna say when you can't, like when I had COVID and I only had to stay here for 5 days, bitch, I was ready to break up out this bitch. I was like, y'all should have wear masks anyway. I was so ready to leave to like do nothing. I just wanted to go to dinner so bad. I was like, I have to get out of this house now. When I can't stay here, I'm dying to get back. I spackled my wall the other day and then some touch up paint. I was like, look at me.
Wow. Hey, Bob the Builder.
I was literally giving Bob
the Builder. Patriarchy. Wow. Look at
Bring back patriarchy, because the doll, I paid my rent. I spackled a wall and took out the trash. It was.
You should never have to pay a bill on January 1st. I'm sorry.
I told you I did mine on January 2nd. I was not bringing that type of energy into my life on the first day. Yeah. January 2nd, me.
I still haven't put the mortgage on auto pay. I just refuse to do it.
I mean, yeah, I don't have anything on auto pay besides my Verizon bill. But
yeah, mine is just my phone. That's it. I know I need that.
Yeah. But yeah, well, I hope whatever anybody wants in the new year.
Go out.
May all your wishes come true. Because, you know, 23 tried to drag everybody. Like, I feel like the world, like globally, it dragged everybody.
We were just so excited to be back outside fully.
Yeah, maybe that was it. And then it just,
And look what happened.
Right. And then she dragged
trying to run back inside.
Right. Child, well, the quote is, you have to be patient for what's meant for you. Don't rush it, force it, or try to manipulate it. Don't settle, worry, or overthink it. It's already aligned for you. Trust it, believe it.
That's a motto for 24 right there.
That's a 24 motto.
Yeah.
That is a 24 motto.
You will always find you.
You only live once, that's a motto, every day.
I was thinking that in my head.
Fuck what anybody say.
Really? Real nigga, what up?
Real nigga, what's up? Listen, the motto. Gent. Lady and gent. Ladies.
Ladies!
Marcel, uncross your legs.
Had his legs all the way crossed, fully crossed.
Fully crossed. You know your legs crossed for real, when you sit to the side.
To the side. Fuck them Scots. Well, bye. Them Scots.
Bye, y'all. Bye.